The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. Good morning, Robin.
Yeah.
Who's your buddy?
This nice little quiet puppy that hasn't had any, just likes to cuddles and sleep, is got full of
pep and energy this morning.
Pee and vinegar.
Okay. Got it.
I'm not saying the other word.
I got it.
My grandfather said it all the time.
I know. Yeah. Wow. What's the dog's name?
No name.
No name. Oh. Are we having a contest to name the dog?
As long as I don't have to guarantee I'm going to name it. Take any suggestion. Right now, Beans is in the lead.
Beans is in the lead. Okay. It's a Cabochon, right?
Yep.
And that is a cross between a King Cavalier Spaniel
and King Charles Spaniel.
Where did Cavalier come in?
That's the name. King Charles Cavalier, King Cal, I don't know. It's, there's four names to it.
Okay.
Four words.
All right.
I'll look it up, make it.
So one of those spaniels and?
Bichon Frise.
A Bichon Frise. Okay.
And they're supposed to be super dogs for seniors and little kids.
Okay. But there's no name on this one, and she's 9 or 10 weeks old now, so.
She's 9 weeks old, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I figured out a name.
Okay. Well,
and
yeah.
Right now, she's, call her.
Squirmy. Okay. Let's talk to Debbie in Arbutus. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Debbie.
I enjoy your show. I listen often. And you were talking about Kai. And I wanted to tell you when I was young, which is a long time ago, because I'm 67 now, I was introduced to fishing by my friend Mark and his sister Mary Sue and other family members. I lived real close to Kai's, up on Oletta, and they lived right on Ammons Ferry.
Yeah.
And we would go down to Clyde, and this is how I was introduced my first time to fishing. We got a nice, strong stick, got some twine and hooks, and went to Clyde's, got our bait, and went up to Lansdowne Pond and fished. And
oh, that's
I loved
cool.
it. I loved it. I listened to you, Robin, when you were talking about being on the boat with your dad and sleeping on the boat, your grandfather's boat. I am not the boat person. Water scares me to death because I had a really bad experience when I was 9. We went down on my mom and dad's friend's shore, and I go out with the three adults, and it was beautiful out. And I wasn't afraid of water then, and a squall came up. And
oh, yeah.
I was never so terrified in my life. I never really got over it. I once took swimming lessons, and I did pretty good, but if I didn't stick with it, I'm scared to death of water. My daughter says it's amazing you take a shower as afraid you are.
I understand. I mean, I understand coming back from that experience. I was caught in a squall in a little John boat one time with my grandfather,
oh, yeah.
And it was scary, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lucky that I had the love for water, though.
Yes, you do, and that came across to me today. But, yes, I love fishing off of just land, and so it was really a cool time. I had a really good childhood, and that fishing memory of Clyde's and all. It was really cool.
My first fishing memory, and I can remember it, I was 5, I think, and my first fish I caught was a snapping turtle. I pulled
cool.
it in all the way for a snapping turtle. I had a heart
wow.
attack.
Wow. Yeah, I miss those days, the days of my youth. But
things were so much simpler. So we thought.
Yes.
Not necessarily
I think they were, though, in a certain sense, because of the kids growing up today. I mean, it's not the America I knew, you know?
No.
I agree.
Different. Yeah.
I
enjoy your guys' interaction. You guys make me laugh.
Thank you. That's what the thing is, we really hope to achieve that, but honestly, it's just us.
That's true.
That's what we are.
Yeah, none of that's practiced, you know. We don't rehearse the show ahead of time, that's for sure.
No, I could tell, but keep up the good work and enjoy the Memorial weekend, and thanks for your program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memories.
Really good.
Yeah.
You have to understand, half the stuff I post on Facebook, which I don't post much, is all old stuff.
Yeah, memories from the 60s and 70s.
Memories from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Right. I was a teenager in the 70s. I graduated. Actually, this is my 50-year milestone moment. So I'm 50 years out of high school this year. Have a granddaughter who's graduating this year.
Wow.
50 years. I have a sister who's turning 50. So I'm like, wow, it's my 50-year milestone year.
That's nice. That's nice.
It is. This is my 60. I'll be 60 in June.
Yeah. I'm like 67. I'm going, wow, 67 doesn't sound that old, but like I'm approaching 70. Like,
Yeah.
All right, you two. Easy.
Alice,
I'm the senior guy in the room here now, so there
That's
you go.
That's okay. All right. All is good. All right, take
it
care.
Is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
I apologize to anybody who she is squeaking in their ear.
Who, the dog?
Yes. Oh. I'm trying to keep her calm, but this is not working.
That's all right. No problem at all. John B. said, remember the old Western, they call me Nobody? You can call the pup Nobody.
Oh, I like that.
That's not bad.
I like that, John.
Nobody. Yes, indeed. Clay. Good morning, Clay.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Robin, it's nice to hear your smiling voice this morning. And now I'm the senior in the room, Alan, if that makes you feel any better.
All right. Well, we respect our elders, Clay. Even at this age, I still respect my elders. So
hard to believe that I'm the old people that I used to laugh at as a kid. You know?
Yeah.
Hard to take that.
Go ahead. I was probably 10 years old. And the family was over for one of our holiday get-togethers, either Thanksgiving or Christmas or something. And I was playing in our long hallway. We lived in an apartment above the nursing home that my dad was the administrator in. And I can't remember if it was my aunt or my grandmother. I was in the hallway, and I don't know what I did. I think I was playing with my cars or something. I don't know. But I said something to one of them or didn't move out of the way or something. And they said, boy, you better learn to respect your elders. And I've never forgotten that from that moment. I'm like, okay, I just got taken down a peg from whatever I was doing. I have no idea what it was.
You get mad when I call you sir. And I said, my parents always taught me to respect my elders.
Yeah, Robin.
Well, I can't help it. It's just the way I was trained. He gets so mad if I say yes, sir.
I still use sir and ma'am, and
yep.
People get offended at that nowadays.
I know they do.
I don't either.
I had the same experiences as a kid because I was brought up. You know, the old saying, children should be seen and not heard.
And not heard, right.
Yeah, and that's the way I was brought up. Be quiet. Don't open your mouth. And if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything.
That's right. Yep, a lot of those old values have gone by the board. I'll tell you something. I'm out and about a lot, and I see the behavior of our young people. A, they don't look you in the eye. They don't greet you. They don't say hi in the morning. They don't open doors for anybody. They'll open a door in front of an old lady and shut the door in her face. You know, there's no awareness of what the what is going on around them in the world. They're so focused on themselves and what they're doing at the moment that there's no human interaction. And I see that as a sad thing. I don't know if that's COVID, you know, being isolated, not in the classroom setting, so to speak. I don't know if it's the fact that, you know, everything happens in their life on their phone. I don't know what that is, but I've noticed it more and more and more. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or whatever it is, but I mean,
you know, it's just a total lack of respect and common sense and courtesy.
Lack of respect is one thing, but I mean, to be like isolated into yourself and not even be aware of what's going on in your surroundings is just, you know, just crazy. And the discourtesy to other people, you know, you look at them and they, you know, you pass them and you go, good morning, or, you know, hey, how you doing, or something like that. And they just blank stare walk by you like, you know, I mean, it's just incredible. And here's the thing. The young could learn so much from the older people. I still learn things from people who are older than me. I love to hear the stories of, you know, people who have had experiences, you know, who are 10, 20 years my senior, and how things were and that type of thing. I just, you know, and I'm there. I'm getting there, and you are too, Clay. But I still like to learn things, and you can learn so much from those who have experienced more than you. You know what I mean?
Well, so what they've got now is a lack of societal awareness. I mean, they're not. It's like you said. It's just them in a bubble.
Yep.
But
good way to put it.
I've got a great idea. Instead of drag queen story hours at schools, how about senior citizen story hours?
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
You know, that would be awesome.
How about a Vietnam Veteran Day?
There you go.
All right, and let the kids know what it was like back in the 60s and the 70s and what it was like in warfare, in something that they can relate to in their parents' lifetime or their grandparents' lifetime. You know,
yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
My grandfather served in Vietnam, you know, and he came to school and he told the kids what it was like. And I don't know that you would be any more. I don't know how they could illustrate life as it really is than having a veteran or somebody, you know, come in and talk, like you said, a senior citizen day. But I think you had the veteran component to that. That would be extremely eye-opening. And why did they serve? And, you know, so, yeah.
Hey, one question.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Has the new magazine of what's it called? Big Ass.
Yep. It's out.
It's out. Okay.
Yep.
Stop by Clyde's.
Yep.
Get a copy.
Clyde's has it.
Really looking forward to it.
Got it. Yep. And
it's
while you're there,
really
pick up Marilyn Loves Crabs while you're there too.
There you go. I will.
Got it. All right, buddy.
You two have a great Memorial Day weekend. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Clay. You do the same.
Thank a veteran.
Thank a veteran for your freedom. Amen. All right, Clay, thanks. Okay, folks, we got a couple folks on hold, but I got to talk about a couple of our sponsors here. You know, I told you I went through Backyard Billy's the other day. I looked at all the fireplace inserts from the different companies. I looked at all the stoves from all the companies, the wood stoves, the pellet stoves, the grills. The Memphis grill is the one that I like. And I talked to Bill yesterday. Here's what he said. Nobody ever ate food cooked on a Bunsen burner. Remember Bunsen burners when you were in school?
Yeah.
Nobody ever ate any food cooked on a Bunsen burner. We believe in cooking on wood here. Wood pellets, you know, charcoal, that's why they sell, you know, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe and Traeger and this new one, Memphis, they're all wood-fired grills. And he said, what do you think food cooked on a Bunsen burner would taste like? And I'm like, okay, that's a good way to put it, buddy. So anyway, they've got all that stuff. But out in Backyard Billy's backyard, they've got the sheds. And I told you, they have this beautiful and they have freestanding greenhouses, and they have chicken coops, and they have dog kennels, and I always call them swing sets for kids. Ah, no, it's more than that now. It's a gym set. They've got the sliding boards and the I can't even name everything. Pergolas. They sell pergolas, pre-assembled pergolas, if you want one. Or I guess you could. They have them assembled. They could come assemble it for you. They have the gazebos out there. Some of the things I haven't mentioned yet, and then the full selection, of course, of the picnic tables and the chairs, all that poly stuff that is, you know, lasts 20 times longer than wood. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. 10% off all poly. And Bill asked me to tell you that there's some of the poly furniture that's buy one get one half off. He wouldn't tell me what it was. There were some special deals. So if you're looking at something, you might want to check that out or give them a call and say, what's this buy one get one half price deal? But 10% off all sheds, 10% off all poly this weekend from Memorial Day sale at Backyard Billy's. Make sure you check it out. Exit 44. Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, Kent Island, whatever you want to call that, right there. The street address is 300 Drummer Drive, Kent Island, Maryland, 21638. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, backyardbillies.com, or the Hearth America Facebook page. You'll be glad you did. And don't forget to take a look at the Beale Street, B-E-A-L-E, Street Grill. Powered by Memphis. Stainless steel. Beautiful. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Take a look at the Browning Firearms. You know, I love a bolt action rifle. I have several of them, and I like them. The closest Browning I have is the old A-Bolt, which shoots great. I've taken deer, and I've taken a bear, and that type of thing with my A-Bolt. I would step that up to an X-Bolt. Next high-powered rifle I buy. The next is going to be the new X-Bolt Pro Series. Composite stock, muzzle brake, Cerakote finished barrel, beautiful camo finish, X-Bolt and X-Bolt Pro. Take a look while you're there. And then don't forget, for those of you into shotgun sports, the Satori over and under shotguns. There are three of them. There's the grade one. There's the sporting model. These are tremendous guns for upland shooting or trap and skeet or sporting clays. The Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I, models from Browning. And Browning is, well, Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, is the website, ClydeSports.com. They're open 7 days a week. Been around since 1957, Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about a brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. Guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
Amen, Hank. Sing it, buddy. Sing it. Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, you know, people have this bad thing about guns. Well, guns are bad, guns are evil. That's what won our freedom, ladies and gentlemen. We were able to outgun the people that wanted to enslave us, whether it was the British or any other group that has tried to attack us on our own soil or has tried to... That's nothing there, babe. Or, you know, has...
Just have a message on it.
Has fought against us on foreign soil. They've all tried to stop our freedom, you know, and I don't have to tick them off through the ages, but, you know, and God on our side. I hope to God that we have not left him in the rearview mirror and that we continue to have our faith in God. And, yes, guns are a big part of that. So, Hank, you just bring it all home, buddy. So... We're trying to print out the final page for the contest, and then we'll draw the winner. So I think Tackle Box Tim is on the line, so we're going to announce that while the name names. Do you need that print? Do you need that printed?
I want to just write it down.
Okay.
If she stopped eating it.
Dog's eating your pen.
Stop.
That's pretty funny. Okay. I don't know, folks.
This has not been fun over here.
No, Robin's got the little puppy in her lap, and it's just it's something. So, all right. Let's see. There's a photo from our buddy. Oh, man, that's a nice one. Okay. Who do we have here? Anybody on the line? Did we talk to Dwayne yet? Okay, let's talk to Glenn, and then Dwayne's up next. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Rob, how you all doing, bud?
Doing great.
Doing good, bud.
Yes,
doing
sir.
Real good. How about yourself?
Guess I'm okay. I'm looking down at the top of the grass, so that's good.
That's the main thing. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So did you were you able to do any outdoor stuff with your dad, Glenn, when you were coming up?
A little bit. He was a hunter or something, but he didn't give a whole lot. He's the one that got me started.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got started good, he kind of, in a way, phased out a lot of it. But
Well, that's great. We'll probably talk more about this kind of stuff on Father's Day, you know, I would think. But, yeah, it's nice to remember back and, you know, that type of thing. Anytime it's not a good time to remember, you know, the good times with your dad coming up. So Gotcha. Anything planned this week, buddy?
I guess not yet. There's nothing special.
Not yet.
One more week.
Yeah, there'll be more events coming up as time goes by, you know, more county fairs and more events and things like that. I don't know what the tractor pulling schedule is like around here, but, you know, I know you enjoy those, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things be one on the third, I think it's at Tuckahoe, I think.
I got it.
My friends.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, look, you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you too. You all take care.
Okay, I will. Robin's over there. She's busy. She's not talking much. Well, I mean, you know.
I'm being attacked.
I know you're being attacked by a little dog. Say good morning to Glenn, baby.
Hi, Glenn. I'm sorry.
She is. She's got both arms occupied. The dog's crawling on her, and she's trying to get the names all straight for the contest, Glenn.
I'm
so she.
Than you are, I think.
All right.
I'm not sure.
So, but appreciate the call, Glenn. Okay. All right. Do you want to? Let's talk to Dwayne first, and then we'll do the drawing. Good morning,
okay,
Dwayne. Thanks for holding on so much.
Alan, don't want to be a show hog, but you touched my heart with the kids and the pets. They are a representation of you, and I have two kids and a good little dog, but why would anybody not put their time into their kids and make them down the road? When I'm gone, I want my kids to represent me, you know, and I just don't see that happening. A few people, but not enough. Just crazy to think respect, why would that be an option? That's something the kids need to do no matter what.
Yep, that was
my.
I didn't have an option.
No.
You didn't. I didn't.
No, we had no option.
Yeah, and these kids look at you like, get the door for me. Bullshit. That ain't happening.
What's the name of your dog?
I have my dog now is Savvy. It's a Boykin Spaniel. My other Boykin Spaniel was Rusty, and we hunted a farm down in Preston. And Miss Fricky had five Chessies, and she called them all the same name. She's like, why would you want one dog to come? When you call your dogs, you want them all to come. And it was a little hunting farm right there on the, Choptank River.
So she's had five Chessies and named them all the same thing.
She was 90 years old. She swore that the government, she's a 10-foot-old-head old girl. She had the farm by herself. Her boyfriend bought her that farm because he wouldn't marry her. She's like, you buy me a farm and you can hang out with me in the 50s. And she would go get her cigarettes. And down there, they would irrigate the fields. She would
right.
Wash her car on the right, go into the store, and she'd sit there and park next to that irrigation system and wash her car on the left coming home. Didn't have to wash her car.
I wonder if that's the one that hit us last night. We were going into Preston, and we got hit by an irrigation machine.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Probably is.
That's
she
funny.
She was 22 at the door. She lit cigarettes with cigarettes. She was 90-something years old. I'm sure she's not there. We lost at least to a big
group. Oh, my
God. Just finding stuff up.
What was the name of the Chessies?
Of which?
What'd she call the Chesapeakes?
All of them were Rusty.
Rusty.
I got my first dog when I wasn't with my dad.
Yeah.
We had farm dogs, never anything hunted. But my first
right.
dog, I had to call it Rusty.
Of course.
I love
them all, Rusty.
Funny. She called it. That sounds like George Foreman. All his kids are named George. So. All right.
She'd sit there 22 at the door, 22 under her pillow on the table. I'd make bread and stuff when we went down the hunt and give her some bread.
Yeah.
But, again, not to hog the show, but kids, parents, just, you know, everything that you do less than you is representing you. Don't take that chance. Do the best you can.
That's true.
Hey, look, my grandkids, they say, thank you, please, may I have some? And I have to remind them, they're 2 and 3. But they started already doing that, and that's the way it's going to be.
That's how they learn. What's wrong
that's
with
that's exactly family, right.
Right.
Yep. So.
And we won't give it unless they say, like, may or please.
Yeah, my boy holds the door. He's 19. He holds the door, and people look at him like he has a problem. I'm like, don't get over it, bud. Hold the door for everybody. We'll get it.
That's right.
Well, tell your 19-year-old I'm very proud of him.
Yes, indeed.
Have a great day. Again, don't want to be a show hog, but I just hearing that.
Your call was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one. Have a nice weekend. All right.
That is funny. We were riding into Preston yesterday, and we rode by this irrigation machine, and it hit us. And I said, Alan, we just went through the car wash.
That's right.
I just said that last night.
You did. All right. You got something else to say over there?
I did. I forgot the name. We got to do something with this because it's not working.
What do you mean you forgot the name?
I forgot the name. I can't read the last name. It is John.
Huh?
John. Archie? We got a phone number. I just can't read the last name.
Let me see. I'll come over.
I got number one. Number one came up.
Number one. Okay. How about that?
Look at number two.
Okay. Okay.
Marcelli.
Okay. Well, we'll give that John a call. John. Well,
congratulations.
John,
tackle package.
Yep. And Tackle Box Tim is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning and congratulations, John.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. So, John, if your last four numbers in your phone number are 7495, give us a call, and we'll go from there. How about that? So, Tim, yeah, I told you I'm going to trip over those wires.
Alan does not look down. It is against his principles to look down. I said, look down when you're walking.
Well, I just...
And you won't do it.
I tripped over her headphone wire. So.
I think Alan does look down, but it's only when he's in a tree stand.
Yeah, but you can fall from a ground level fall, too, and you just see him. He just went flying.
Oh, well. I'm here. Headphones never came off, so.
Yeah, but you pulled my ear out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So John is the winner, number one on the list, and John called in on the 22nd of April.
Well, he got in early.
He did. Well,
he was number one.
No, the number one caller in the contest was the one that won it. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right when we opened it up early.
Yep, we did. So, what's on tap for the end of June, buddy?
At the end of June, we have a nice bass tackle package, and I'm looking at it right here. We've got a brown crawl. I call it the bolo crankbait because the bass need to be on the lookout for it.
Okay.
A flat-sided divine intervention crankbait, and I have a story about that we'll maybe talk about later.
Okay.
A little popper that's in a hickory shad.
Ooh, nice.
A green pumpkin red swim jig.
Ooh.
And a black-blue classic bladed jig. Check bait type bait.
Yeah, and, classic is right.
The skirted baits this time around and next in July are going to be accompanied with, I have a friend by the name of Wes, and he's a hobbyist into soft plastics.
Okay.
And, he's given me a couple of bags of trailers to go along with the skirted baits.
Got it.
And they pair up very nicely.
So before you call it whatever it is in July, why don't we set up a snakehead package for July?
I could do that.
Since you got the soft plastic deal, you've got the chatterbait style deal. Do you have anything in the buzzbait line on your end, buddy?
I don't, but I can.
And then there's the top water stuff. I mean, you know, I know you do top water lures.
I do. I have seen the guys throwing in the past. I don't know how prominent they are now, but the old plopper type baits.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. Anything that imitates a frog or looks like a frog.
Yeah.
There's a gazillion foam frogs out there. There's a gazillion plastic frogs out there for snakeheads. But let's get.
I'm still here. Did I lose you?
No, I'm.
We can come up with a plopper deal. That's not an issue.
Yeah, so, you know, and with the soft plastics, I mean, paddle tails are great. Inline spinners are great for the snakes. And you know, maybe some, maybe that'll give a little incentive through the hot months of the summer, the dog days of July when people are, you know, on vacation, kids are out of school. Maybe that'll inspire some folks to give us a call.
That sounds like a plan. We can do that.
All right. Well, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know. Sounds good. Right, we appreciate your generosity, buddy. High Tide
really
Lures giving away these
and tackle. Supporting us, you know.
As, yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yep. So
I do want to mention that my wife and I did get up to Madonna Seafood last Saturday, and what a great little restaurant they have there.
Oh, we love it. We love it. Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm glad you got to try it.
Just honored to have him as a sponsor, Mark Walters and the family. They just, he just does a fantastic job up there, buddy. No question about it.
I hope he has. I hope he has a really good Memorial Day weekend.
I'm sure he will.
We hit the market on the way out and got some soft crabs, and we bought four thinking that it was going to be one meal, because looking at the size of them, but when we got them home and I fried them up, I was like, no, we're going to have two meals out of this.
Wow, they must have been nice crabs.
Oh, they were bigger than they appeared to be. So we had soft crabs Sunday night and Monday.
Oh, cool. Were they good?
Oh, it was. And to warm them up back in the air fryer, kept the batter nice and crispy. Back
yeah.
On the sandwich, good deal.
How long in the air fryer?
About 5 minutes on like 350, just enough to warm it up and not to overcook.
Yeah.
You just made Alan's day, because he has some oysters to do that too today. We got fried oysters
nice.
Last night, and I couldn't finish them.
Yeah, we have a particularly good restaurant here in town that we love the oysters, and we got a couple orders of the oyster appetizers for dinner last night, and they were phenomenal.
They were big. I just can't eat real big oysters.
No,
I like the
them.
Little popper oysters, but these were, the taste of them and the breading on them was so good.
Yep. So I'll be seeing Mark up there at Madonna Seafood here early this week, no later than Wednesday, I'm sure. And I'll make sure that I mentioned to him that you called in and talked. It was an anniversary dinner.
Yes, it was. Number 33.
Hey, 33.
Cool.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, let me know if you're going to run up there. I might fly it up and meet you there.
That'd be good. Okay, that'd be good. All right, buddy.
I think that sounds like a trip.
Okay. Tim, thanks for the support. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Enjoy. Well, you have a great weekend, too, and we'll catch up.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. There he goes. You know, I talked about Spurrier's Tire Service a lot the first hour, and I'm going to continue to talk about them because they're a great sponsor.
Our daughter just got tires there yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I talked about that. I don't know if you heard me talk. You were doing something.
I was outside.
You were outside with a dog. Anyway, yeah, they took care of a little tire problem that I had, a little tire, what do they call it, tire inflation sensor failure. Whatever. Anyway, I'm going to get that fixed. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road. By the way, the Firestones are just running great. Just off Route 15 East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model, from Triumph to Triaxle. And Spurrier's Tire Service is any tire for any machine in your backyard or barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, your lawnmower, even your wheelbarrow if you want. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that quote-unquote check engine light comes on, or your tire temperature, tires, whatever.
Ow!
Anyway, when the light comes on, they can diagnose it and fix it. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin and our kids, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed. In Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? That's true. 410-822-7384. Website is SpurrieresTire.com. 822-7384. Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, an old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon the ridge he rested as he went along his way. But all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel.
Hubbles of fear through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
Johnny Cash there for you, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Hey, look, I'm looking at the Madonna Seafood Facebook page right now. Their weekend specials are up there. Spinach and artichoke dip served with tortilla chips for a appetizer. Shrimp bisque is their soup. The specials are Chesapeake Trio, which is a broiled flounder stuffed with crab imperial, and two stuffed shrimp and two stuffed oysters. Man. Shrimp truffle linguine, swordfish Oscar, Mediterranean chicken, sour beef and dumplings. Wow, wow, wow. They're open Friday 4 p.m. That's from Friday 4 p.m. through Sunday 9 p.m. Closed Monday. There you go. Madonna Seafood. Check it out for yourself on their Facebook page if you like. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. We had a winner. We will call John here after the show, get his address and get those efficient lures sent out to him, and we'll make sure that everything's good with that. So, as I did a little riff earlier about the meaning of Memorial Day, sometime during this weekend, today, tomorrow, Monday in particular, just take a minute. No matter what you're doing, if you're in the middle of, you know, grilling some hot dogs and hamburgers, whether you're, you know, cooking on the grill, whether you're having crabs or whatever it might be, you know, do this publicly within your family. Just look up for a second, just for a second. Thank God for our fighting men and women, and ask your family, your friends to remember those who fought and died and paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms that we enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. We have the freedom to go shopping. We have the freedom to, you know, cook hot dogs and hamburgers. We have the freedom to go fishing and crabbing. We have the freedom to express our opinion about anything, even if it's not complimentary to the people who are leaders in this country. We have First Amendment rights. We have Second Amendment rights. Freedom of the press. Freedom of religion. We have, you know, we have so many freedoms in this country. And we look at it, we go, oh, we're going downhill, and we're doing this, and we're doing it. Yeah, the economy's not the best right now. But let me tell you something, folks. We have a better economy than 90% of the countries around the world. Okay? We're a better country. And we're better right now than our position on the world stage. We're Americans. We can bring this country back to a place of where it should be in the world. And that is why our fighting men and fighting women believe what they believe, fight for what they fight for, and die for what they believe in, our way of life, our freedoms here in the United States of America. So just take a second to think about that. Just a minute, 1 minute of your time in 72 hours this weekend to thank God. And if you see a veteran, thank him for his service, shake his hand. You'll be glad you did. That's my riff on that again. 410-WCBM 680. I don't think we have any callers on the line at this late moment. Do we, Andre? Let's see. Yeah, we got an amen from one of our listeners. So how about that? That's nice to hear. So if you're enjoying this summer weekend and you're outside with your family, it's going to be a nice weekend for the most part. Cook on wood, whether it's charcoal or whether it's pellets. Stop by Backyard Billy's. Take a look at the new grills. That Memphis grill's great. Remember, the sheds are 10% off. All the poly furniture, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Adirondack chairs, the different styles, the different colors. It's just amazing when you go in there. They are open all 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And they have everything for your backyard, everything for your deck. They have anything and everything you need for fire, your hearth, or whatever it might be. Fireplace, wood, pellet, gas, you name it. Backyard Billy's is located Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Kent Island, 410-827-4500. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. Your backyard is going to look just great. They're open until 2 on Monday, just so you know. All right. Oh, Clyde Sports Shop. Hunting, fishing, crabbing, Browning firearms, live bait tackle for fishing, for crabbing, for invasive species. They've got the big salty minnows, the big giant minnows that you can put under a bobber and use for snakeheads or any other large fish if you like. They've got all the frozen bait. They've got the chicken necks. They've got... gosh, clam snouts and everything else. I've caught fish on clam snouts. I don't know how to use them right. Have you ever used clam snouts, Robin?
Yep.
You like them?
Yep.
Well, they fish. What do you fish for with them?
Whatever my dad told me I could.
And fish? Did you catch perch on them?
I don't think so. It was more bigger fish.
Was it?
I think so. I can't. My biggest memories are bloodworms, night crawlers.
Yeah. Yep, no question.
Regular worms you dug up, took down to the pond because you didn't have anything else.
That's true. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Stop by. You'll love it. You'll love it. Robin, baby, there's your signal.
Okay. Everybody, get out. Stay safe. Spend time with your family, your friends.